time for Bar Talk. This is, we are here with
Beamer
and DJ K, and we are recording live from Tom Fullery's restaurant and bar. Got it right.
Yeah, you got it right that time.
Restaurant and bar in Middletown, Delaware.
The beautiful Middletown, Delaware.
Beautiful downtown.
Downtown.
Middletown, Delaware. It's raining its ass off.
Yes.
I think it might have cleared up a little bit, but we're going to welcome you guys. We want to say hello to all our, or welcome back to our faithful listeners.
There you go.
Subscribers. And I want to say hello to our new people, to all our international people out there. We haven't forgotten you. Bonjour. Allô. G'day. Hey. I'm saying everything wrong.
Yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Hakuna Matata. Am I missing anything?
Am I screwing anything up? Lion King's watching tonight, yeah.
So,
it wasn't for Disney. That was for Lion King, yeah.
So we just want to say hello and welcome to Bar Talk. For those who don't know what this show is about, it's real simple. We're basically two guys. We're in a bar, and you know, we're talking about things that people talk about when you're sitting at a bar.
Yep.
Hence, Bar Talk.
It is clever.
Very clever.
Very clever.
You know, this is like the third week in a row you've mentioned how clever.
Hey, it was my idea, so it's very clever. I'll go with that.
All right, so... And we start every show with our...
we try to, at least.
We try to.
With our...
customary.
Our ceremonial.
Ceremonial. Toast. We are live in the bar, and we're drinking. We're getting it in, and we're officially going to start Bar Talk. Mm-hmm. Ah. All right. So what we're going to do real quick, we're going to take a... You know what? I just noticed that. I'm going around here in circles and stuff. I listen to the shows that we've taped before. I must say, real quick, 100 times.
Yeah, I would.
Per episode? Okay, per episode. Yeah. Okay, real quick. I'm gonna have to do a whole segment of every time when I say real quick. But we are going to take a fast break.
A expedient break.
Very expedient.
Yeah. We are going to be...
And we shall return shortly. We will be right back.
You won't even realize it. We're going to be done. We'll be gone for 15 minutes, but it'll seem like, with the magic of editing, only a couple of seconds. So.
All right. Real quick, we'll be right back after this. Okay, we are back. Bar Talk has returned.
How happy are you guys right now?
I know, I'm excited.
I'm
excited to be back. I feel good, Beamer.
Feeling good? I know you had a little bit of health concern. Concern.
Yeah.
Everything going better with that?
Yeah. I think I'm comfortable enough to let everybody know. I have very high blood pressure. Went in for a routine physical and found out my blood pressure was really high. They were going to take me to the hospital.
Man, they're that bad.
They were like, yeah. So they hurry up and did a...
This is your head's about to pop.
Yeah, they did an EKG and all this stuff. And, you know, it's okay. Blood pressure is very high, but it's down. I had to cut back. Well, first they said stop drinking. Which I, you know, it was a cause for alarm for me. Had to stop drinking. Had to change my diet drastically. Like, I've been eating salads.
Salads. That's got to kill you.
Oh, my gosh.
Funny. I like salads. Keith, he hears salad, and he thinks, I don't know, death. You know, he might as well be dead, because why am I going to eat something that the food that I normally eat?
Let me break down a normal week for me. Eating. Monday... for lunch, me and my buddies usually go to Pat's Pizza. Tuesdays, we do a dollar menu at Wendy's, which really nothing on a dollar menu I get. It usually consists of me getting a Baconator, meal. But if I do, every once in a while, go on a dollar menu, it would consist of two crispy chicken sandwiches, the dollar fries. I got my free frosty keychain clip, a large drink.
What is a free frosty keychain? I do not know what that is. You know what? I might look like I eat fast food. I don't.
So that's Tuesday. Then Wednesday, of course, is Whopper Wednesday, where you go to Burger King and all Whoppers and Whopper meals is all half price. But I usually get the Angry Whopper. So
the Angry Whopper.
It's very angry.
When you open it up, it's like, what the fuck are you looking at?
That's right.
Yeah.
Then Thursdays, we go to this place called Frankie's, where, you know, everything's fried there.
Yeah, and I'm thinking,
salad is fried.
If I hear, yeah, let's go to Frankie's. Yeah, you're probably not eating something that's on a Weight Watchers menu.
And then Fridays, I kind of take it easy a little bit. Sometimes we'll stop at Subway.
Oh, there you go.
There we go.
So what sometimes. What do you get, like the meatball parm or something?
No, I get the worst thing possible there, but.
No, meatball parm probably isn't too far away from that, yeah.
Or we would go to Jake's Wayback Burger, and of course we get a burger, the giant trough of fries that you give you, and
milkshake probably, or
the fucking $12 milkshake. It's like on Pulp Fiction, $12. What's a $12? Ain't no alcohol in it. Let me taste that. God damn, that's a good shake. So, but I've changed my diet up. I was eating salads all week, and I actually lost 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
Blood pressure went down. Yes, blood pressure went down. It was like, it was originally, it was like 185 over 120. And he looked at me like, you haven't had a stroke yet? I'm like, what? So,
that's when you pulled your best Fred Sanford.
Oh,
it's the big one, Elizabeth.
Yeah, yeah. It's coming to join you. So, thank you. So, now everything is good.
It's better.
It's better. So,
I'm starting to learn.
I cut back on all the things I should be eating better. I'm actually, as you heard from our little toast, I do have a beer. My blood pressure was down. It went way down. I'm now at like, it was 144 over 102, which is great compared to what it was.
Yeah.
It's not good, but I'm doing great in moderation here, so I'm treating myself. So, and I'm going back to old bad habits. Early on, because I used to eat on the show. They'd be like, why are you eating? You talk with food in your mouth. But we're in a bar. What do you do in a bar?
I drink personally, but I spark up, you know, great conversations with people that I know and people that I don't.
Every once in a while, you eat. So, but that's that. So my health is improving. I'm doing great. So that's that.
And I'm happy for that.
Right. Thank you. I want to live a long time. All right.
Yeah. So, well, hold on. I want to make sure this is clear. So now that you're eating healthier, you know, you're trying to balance out the times that you do have something that's probably not the best for you, but, you know, you're balancing it out with good foods there. Is the McRib completely off of your menu?
No.
I think it should be. If anybody from another country does not know what a McRib is, we don't either.
It is a piece
of meat from McDonald's that is in the form of short ribs, basically. Oh,
okay, you're going to get two versions of the McRib. Here's the Beamer version of the McRib.
Well, but it's a fresh piece of meat in kind of a short rib kind of look. And it's on a hamburger roll, you know, it's a sandwich. No bones in it. It's some sort of meat. I've seen pictures of it where it's the McRib before they cook it, you know, when it's sitting in the freezer, and it's just a white patty, which, you know, okay, what kind of meat are you serving people there? I know it's very high sodium, it's very high in fat, it's, you know, calories are up probably through the roof. Keith, when I came back into Delaware, what was it, about 6-7 months ago, he was eating 2 or 3 of them at a time. I think, like, 2 of them probably could stop an elephant dead in its tracks. Just saying, I mean, yeah, you know what? Elephants don't eat meat, so, you know. People are like, I don't know what this is, but, oh, God, I feel bad, you know.
Okay. Now, for those who have never heard of a McRib, let me give you my version. It's a tastefully succulent sandwich consisting of a small piece of barbecue rib with lettuce, pickles, and a succulent sauce.
A succulent
sauce. On two buns. I literally call it heaven on a bun.
I call it heaven on a bun because after you eat two of them in a row, you're going to heaven.
Now, there are rumors that this McRib, this what heaven on a bun sandwich, contains ingredients similar to things found in, and this is a quote, you can look this up on the internet, gym mats. Remember that? They said wrestling mats.
Yeah.
Basically like, what is that, plastic and foam and everything else. I got to look at it like this. I look at it like, you know what? I'm getting extra fiber in my diet. If that is actually
you know what?
In the McRib.
I
will go on the McRib tour. Now, it's always a limited time. They do it once a year. It's a limited time. Sometimes one McDonald's may have it.
Well, it's a limited time because if you ate them every day, their customers would be dying off like that. I mean, come on, man. Yeah, they don't do it all the time because if they did it all the time, how many more people would be suing them?
I don't know what the sauce is, but I don't know. I think one of the ingredients may be crack.
Yes, it's crack, sugar, and ketchup. That's the sauce right there.
But yeah, I would totally grab. They had them two for $2.22.
$2.22. Now I'm gonna put it this way, Keith. Mm-hmm. If you're eating something, it's two of them, so it's a dollar eleven each sandwich.
Uh-huh.
So you got to think that they have a upcharge of it, so they're able to, you know, there's a percentage that's going to rent, there's a percentage that's going to the people that work there, you know. There is money that they're making off of that, so they're not, you know, not going poor. They keep working. So that means that piece of meat's probably about a quarter. Probably costs about a quarter for them to go and make and give to you.
And you know what? I would kick my mom down a flight of steps for a McRib.
What meat? It only costs a quarter.
Mom, are you listening?
Yeah, moms, if you're listening, kick him down a step. Better to break his legs than have his heart explode because he has a McRib stuffing.
You gotta die something, Blair.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, I am doing fine. I'm getting my blood pressure down. Just in time for the arrival of the McRib, I may add. I think I'll do that next show.
Yeah,
when the McRib comes, if it comes before the next show, yeah, I will eat a McRib and I give you a blow-by-blow
And I'm going to make sure I record happens. It on my phone so your wife can listen to it.
All right, so there's a lot of things that have been happening this past week. St. Patrick's Day just went by. And I personally always have a great time on St. Patrick's Day. I'm an African American, but doesn't mean I do not. Yeah, in case you guys don't know,
I didn't even get that.
I'm as thug as they get, player. But
I don't look at him. I just listen to him, and I think he's he's one of the white guys.
So, but one thing.
Anyway, yeah.
Go ahead. One thing I do have to say, I enjoy being out on St. Patrick's Day because you see all kinds of things. You see the drunken antics of Irish and non-Irish alike. Am I right?
That's true. Well, no. I think you find more drunken antics of non-Irish than you do of the Irish anymore.
Right.
I really do think. It's like Cinco de Mayo. And if for anybody that doesn't know what Cinco de Mayo is in another country, is Mexican Independence Day. For some reason, in America, we think, hey, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo. Let's drink.
Yeah, day of drinking. Even though the Mexicans drink every day if possible. Every payday. Let me change that. Yeah, every payday. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. And that basically means it's the 5th of May. It's May 5th.
Yeah.
Cinco de Mayo, the 5th.
Basically, it means 5th of May.
Yeah. So, Cinco de Mayo is a day of drinking, Mexicans, whatever. But St. Patrick's Day, it's always good to see. You always get good drunken stories, drunken videos on YouTube and this app.
Dude, it's funny. Mexican Independence Day, Cinco de Mayo, Americans drink. 4th of July, Americans drink, but it's not to the same degree.
Correct.
So, you don't have.
One thing that happened this particular St. Patrick's Day is, are you ready for this? There was a couple who got caught, who got a little frisky, and they happened to get caught. Can I clean it up?
No, they were, no, just go, just put it bluntly out there.
They were fucking outside of the restaurant bar.
Oh, shit!
While, by garbage dumpsters.
By garbage dumpsters in the state that we live in, about a half hour up north from us, there was two people having sex at the dumpsters, being...
Now, there's you're videos. Talking about broad daylight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Broad daylight, but yeah. Being pictures were taken, videos, uh-huh. You know.
Now, real quick, we have a female here. We're going to get her point of view. We have Selena's in the building. A round of applause for Selena. She's in the house, okay?
This Selena's been on before.
Now, let me ask you this now. Has a guy ever said, have you ever been so overcome? One of the guys so bad that you said, fuck it, let's go right now, outside, buy a garbage dumpster.
No.
Okay. Now, would you be worried about your...
No. Like, especially not in public in broad daylight on, like, St. Patty's Day weekend. First of all, you're in public. There's mad people behind you. You're in back of Grotto's Pizzeria, mind you, in Newark, Delaware.
And I think it was Monday. I think it was garbage day as well. I don't know. It was garbage day, right?
I think it was Saturday, actually.
Oh, okay.
It was Saturday.
All right. Saturday. But they had to put the garbage in for preparation for...
Well, they were kicked out of the bar because he could not keep his hands out of her pants.
That's what I heard, too.
Really? Okay.
Yes. Like, they went and they were basically going to do what they did by the dumpsters inside the bar.
But it wasn't like they were behind the dumpsters. They were in between... Meaning, they were in front of the dumpsters in public while somebody was driving by selling them.
No. Well, where they were at, I know, not that I know the dumpsters in the way that they know the dumpsters. I've been to that location before.
People are now taking pictures because they think this is a historic place.
Where they were at was actually more towards an alley that's next to the building.
But there's an entrance to a Dunkin' Donuts behind it.
Yes.
They were right in front of the Dunkin' Donuts window, mind you.
Yes,
they were right in front of there. You can see the little Dunkin' Donuts window right in front.
I understand that. You don't have to yell to me. I got you. We're like 3 feet away.
Saying, who would do that in broad daylight?
Well, they must have been drunk fuckers.
They must have been really drunk.
Yeah, damn. And mind you, during the day where it was pretty bright out.
And the police are looking for him. They're wanted.
Hell yes, they are.
I have to say, that girl is wanted. I seen the pictures. And I have to say this. She didn't have a welcome mat out. She was free and clear. It was as...
See, it's funny because the cops have no idea who they are. I've heard from people that possibly know them. Or know, you know, who they are.
The girl's not a UD student. She goes to Penn State.
Well, there you go. Ruined it.
Is that right?
No, did I ruin it?
No, just ruined the cops. Now the cops are going to be listening to this.
But
Mr. Police Officer, I mean, that's just rumor. That's his thing.
That girl loses all bargaining chips for anything she
God
does
knows
for the rest
who the hell
life.
She is.
All bargaining chips. Can you imagine some guy is dating her, right?
Some guy's dating her?
No, just say, like, later on, years down the line. But he kind of heard about this story. He wants to forget it.
Yeah. He's going to transfer schools.
If they get into an argument...
It's never...
He's going to...
That's why you fucked behind a dumpster!
Where are you taking me?
Bitch,
you was fucking by a dumpster! Eat your McNuggets and shut up!
He's going to be a god. She's going to be the local slut that, you know...
It's never going to go away.
It's never going to go away.
But also heard this side of the story, too. A lot of women are like, wow. I mean, she's an exhibitionist. She wanted to go out and do her thing. She's empowering... Does that make you go like,
No. She's a fucking hoebag that was drunk and is fucking in public. That's what I think.
He didn't even pull his pants all the way down.
And she had like nothing on but her boots.
You can see it on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's called Newark, Delaware Sex, and then it'll pop right up.
Yeah, I've watched it like 100 times.
Uh-huh.
On Facebook, there's just like, stills. Just regular pictures of it and everything. And somebody went and put this huge shamrock right over top and said, Happy St. Patrick's Day. Then somebody commented, and this is what I saw. The comment was, really, he did not need that big of a shamrock to cover his penis. That is a double-edged sword of having sex out in public and having it posted through every news network and, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, welcome to Delaware. They have sex by dumpster.
Welcome to Newark, Delaware, the college life.
I bet you when the Super Bowl comes on at her house, she ain't eating pizza. All right, so, we're going to fill our drinks up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. We'll do a second one.
We'll do a second toast. Why not? Let's make it good. I'm going to apologize for the drunken levity that we had a few moments ago.
But we are in a bar.
We are in a bar.
And this is bar talk.
Yes.
And that's how we roll. All right. So let's try and continue this on now.
I'm kind of befuddled and bewildered and a bunch of other B words that I probably can't pronounce right.
And a bunch of white words. Befuddled?
Yeah, I know. Hey, Keith, quick little bit of information. I'm pretty fucking pale.
All right.
Anyway, so, you know what, man? I was sitting there, and I was talking to one bartender that works here, D, and we were talking about basically, you know, race when it comes to, like, working at a bar or being at a bar, and if you're the minority race in that group, let it be, you know, you're in a black bar, there's one white guy there. If you're in a white bar and there's one black guy there.
Okay.
And we were talking about it, and he's like, and you know, he's an African American man, and you know, it just kind of made me. He said to me, he was like, when he first started bartending, he didn't feel that uncomfortableness at times.
Okay. So he's the black, he's the minority worker. Like, well, he's a black guy in a white. White bar.
Yeah. I mean, this place, you know, this place is kind of, it's diverse, but it's diverse at different times.
Right.
You know, certain days you might have a nice mix of people, and certain days it might be heavy one way to another, you know, and vice versa. But, you know, it kind of made me think, and I was just, you know, I never really thought about it before because, you know, I guess it's a whole thing, you know, you grow up white, you don't really think about certain things, you know, but, you know, and right. I don't know, you being, you know, African-American, working at the bars, doing comedy shows up and all over the place where you might be the only black person they've seen that week, how does that, you know, what do you think about that situation? I mean, what's your opinions on it?
Well, I do my stand-up comedy. There are times where I'm the only black guy.
No, that's what I'm saying. They might have seen that week.
But. Yeah. So I'm the only black guy there. And it really does. It all depends on how you carry yourself. I always go into any place I've never been before, especially if I'm the only black guy, the only minority there. I go in, one, like I've been there before.
Oh, of course.
Like I belong. You know, I will walk into a place, never been there before, only black guy in, heads turned. First thing I do is walk up. And I like when, like, music is playing or it's just loud. I walk up to the bar. And the bartender, I will lean over to the bartender, and I'll say, "Hey, how you doing?" I'll put my hand out, you know, like we're shaking hands, and I go, "Hey, the bathroom's over there, right?" Yeah, they're over there. Okay, yeah, I'm the comedian. And they go, "Oh, okay." People don't hear what we're saying. So they see me shaking, they see him smiling, me smiling, and it just looks like, "Hey, how you doing, buddy?" You know, like a normal thing. Now, you're probably saying, what's the significance of the bathroom? Because how foolish do you look or out of place do you look if you're walking in circles? Like, where's the bathroom? Is it here? Is it here?
Yeah, true.
They go, who's this guy? But if you go right in, and that's all I need to know, where the bathroom is. That way, I'll get a drink. I'm sitting down. I get up and go to the bathroom like I've been there before. People kind of think, like, I've never seen him before, but he knows his way around. And the bartender seems to know him. So I guess he's okay.
That's good.
Once I do that. Everything is cool. Everything is gravy.
That's a pretty good little trick. Yeah, I would honestly, I wouldn't think, you know, it's such like a simple thing to do, but it's very much a, yeah, you're already been assimilated in there. You've been there before, you know, yeah. So, you know, that is definitely an interesting way to go around it. I mean, I've gone and been the minority a lot of times for different things, you know, because I've got friends of all different races and that. And honestly, if there's alcohol involved, I really don't give a shit, you know what I mean? I'm a friendly person as is, or I try to be at least. I'm one of the most, you know, I tend to think that I'm one of those people that I can let shit slide real easy compared to a lot of people. And compared to a lot of people that I hang out with. And you know, it's a good thing.
Right.
Being able to do that. You know, sometimes you do kind of put yourself in scenarios like, oh, yeah, he's not going to do anything at the Beamer. But at the same time, I find it a little bit more comfortable that people will come up to me like, hey, Beamer, what's going on, man? And not have an issue at all. You know what I mean?
Have you ever been like a black club?
Oh, yeah.
And then, to me, like, I go into a white club, I'm the only black guy in there, and sometimes I get looks, but for the most part, I know if I really don't belong there, I wouldn't be there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a hardcore biker bar, Confederate flag everywhere, you know, pagan jackets, I pretty much know
that,
you know.
We're not talking about pagans in a bad way, because...
I'm just saying, like, or Hell's Angels, or whoever.
It's better to cover our asses here.
But I'm pretty much not going to go in just to, you know, out of respect.
Yeah.
And to know that, you know what, this isn't my scene.
Yeah.
Same thing with an all-country bar, which kind of changed because they're black people in the country. But for the most part, it's not my scene. I'm not going to be comfortable. I'm not going to be like, well, I just want to have a beer. No, I'm not going to do that. And, you know, people do that.
There is.
But I've seen it. Now, real quick. Now, here it is. I'm only black guy at a white bar. I could go in and... White people, for the most part, they don't like you. They won't say anything to you. They will ignore you and basically just, you know, yo, hey, how's it going? They won't say anything to you. Now, I've been in black clubs and white guys being there, and I've seen it, and mostly black women. Black women with a white girl. If a white girl is in a black club with a black guy, yo, the racism there, it is worse than the Klan towards, towards the black guy.
I dated a girl.
I've seen tables of black, a white girl walk in with a black guy, and they walk in, and he'll turn his back, he'll turn to the bar to get a drink. She's standing there, we look around, and black girl's at a table looking at her. She goes, hi, and they go, fuck you looking at, bitch. Yo, I'd be like, for no reason, but I'd be like, whoa.
One of my exes actually...
And I have to say, I've never taken a white girl to a black club. Would never happen. Wife, cousin, best friend, brother's wife, or I don't have a brother that's married to a white girl, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't do it. Period.
See, it's funny. I dated a girl years back that...
Black girl?
White girl. And she,
I'm about to say, bean! Dipping in the chocolate!
I've tasted the sweetness, but anyway. So yeah, I dated this girl, and she went with a friend who was black, and they went to, you know, my majority black club, and they went in there. She's just getting stared at the entire time, my ex. And they're just staring at her. Everybody was guys, girls, everybody's staring. She was an attractive girl.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it was really uncomfortable for the most part. And then she ended up going to the bathroom, and she went in there. There was a girl that was in a wheelchair, and she was, like, in the handicap stall, and she was having... Listen, this...
They hated on the wheelchair girl?
No, the girl... No, not my ex.
Think she bad because she got wheels. Fuck her.
Not my ex, but this girl was in a wheelchair, and she asked somebody for help. She didn't have any toilet paper in the stall, so she asked somebody toilet paper. She goes in there to get the toilet paper. Well, her sister, the girl who in the wheelchair, walked in. Her little sister walked in there, and she was like... She's like, what happened? She's like, oh, she needed toilet paper. She's like, oh, thank you, sweetie. And, you know, she gave her a hug and said, I appreciate it. And my ex walked out to the bar. A couple girls came up to her and started talking shit to her. So what are you here trying to troll around, get all the black men? And she was just like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble. Well, the girl sister who went and gave her a hug came up, defended her after that point. And it was just like, that's the uncomfortableness. But then that shows you that... sometimes that uncomfortableness is true, but then sometimes it's in our own head.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've gone to one bar in the town that I live in.
Thursday though. Hey now.
See you tomorrow night?
Yes.
All right, cool.
A-Rod in the building. Yeah. And A-Rod is leaving the building.
Adios. Later.
That's
sweet. All right.
So, yeah, I went to the one bar. It's in my town. Went in a buddy of mine, younger white kid, he was like, hey, so you know what? I've never been there. Let's go in there. And I'm like, I've been there before. It's a bar.
Right.
We're going to be the minority. Just get ready. We walk in there. Well, it was one of their formal nights where, you know, you had a shirt and tie and all that stuff to get in there. We go walking in. I had a nice polo on and wearing jeans. He was wearing shorts, flip-flops, and polo. So we get up there. The guy's like, yeah. He said, well, we got a dress code for tonight. And they're like, can we just check? And they had the manager walk over. Nice little lady. I met her before when I drank in there. She comes over. She was like, six sweetheart, and said to me, she's like, you'd be fine to come in there. You, honey, you want to leave right now. Said, this is not the place you want to be right now. And he was just like, what? What's wrong? And she was like, well, you close first off, and you're white.
Damn.
Well, he just had that look of like.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And so we had to leave, and he's like, man, that was probably the most racist thing that's ever happened to me. And I was just like, wow, that's the most racist thing that ever happened. Somebody protected your...
Well, check this out. Me and another comedian, Reverend Bob Levy, we did some shows in Canada. We were in Canada for like a week and a half, something like that. They had us staying, it was at this like motel.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a bad motel, it was at the motel. That was our home point. So we went on like a Monday or Tuesday. So we had a show Wednesday somewhere, and we would come back, stay at the motel. Had a show Thursday, come back, stay at the motel. We started on Monday. Tuesday had a show. Wednesday, no show. Thursday, a show. Overnight somewhere else. Came back, had a show Friday and Saturday at the same hotel. You know, we stayed at the same hotel.
Went out. You sort of had like a hockey schedule.
Yeah. One night when we were coming back to the motel, what was weird is they had like a lounge. It was weird because it was like it almost looked like a you know how the Knights Inn got like a billion rooms at a Knights Inn.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things had like a restaurant and like a downstairs banquet hall or something. So we come home from a gig. It's like 1:00. We go back and there's cars everywhere. I see all these black people outside. You can hear music coming out. So I said to Bob, I said, yo, and Bob Levy's he's a white comedian. So I go, looks like a party. So I go, good, man, I'm going to go check it out.
From Bob Levy.
We go in, yeah. So we go in, you know, we went to a room, I went to change real quick. We come out, we walk up to the door, and this is in Canada. So it's these Jamaicans. They went up and said, hey, how's it going? How's it going, man? Was it a party or something? Yeah, it's a party. How much is it? $10. $10. Oh. Well, we're comedians, you know. Can we just go in and see what it's like to, you know. You have ID? Yeah, I got ID. Show my ID. It's $20. It's $20. I'm like, what? And Bob goes, look, can we just go in? I go, man, I ain't paying no $20 going there. Come on, man. I go, come on, let's go. We start to walk away, and Bob goes, wait a minute, because he wants the drink. Bob goes and talks to the guy. Next thing you know, he goes, come on.
Okay.
Bob gets me in. We walk in. I look at the guy. The guys look at me. I stuck my hand out to give him a pound, and they kind of just looked at me. I walk in. So we're in there. They smoking weed. It's everything. They're drinking.
I was going to say, all you got to do is always say, I got an eighth in my back pocket. Can
so
I get in there?
So we're drinking. And so I said to Bob, I said, Bob, what the fuck just happened? He goes, I got you in. You know, he's all proud. I go, what the hell happened? He goes, because of the way you talk and the way you look, they know you're not from here. They figure you were some, like, undercover cop.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, what? They didn't believe I was from the States. They thought I was an undercover cop checking the place out. Bob talked to him. A white guy got me in
to a Jamaican,
to a black party.
To a Jamaican party.
Doesn't matter. They're black. Forget the nationalities. A white guy got me in to a black club.
No, you man. No, man. You ain't coming out
of here. Are you serious? reverse fucking racism.
Reverse racism right
there. Let me go back to Canada. I see those motherfuckers. It's on.
And I wouldn't go and look at Reverend Bob and say, hey, you know what? This guy looks like an upstanding. Maybe that's why they said, you know what? Oh, it just clicked in my head. That's why they let him come in. They're like, oh, this dude, he's trying to sell his coke right now.
Because he's the Reverend Bob Levy doesn't mean he can marry you. Just keep that in mind. All right, so, but yeah, that was freaking crazy, man.
Yeah, that would be an interesting situation. And I've seen enough, you know, movies in Jamaica and that could be a really fun party or a really dangerous party, one of the two.
Yeah. Chick pull a razor blade from her tongue.
You know what I mean? After she's been shaking her ass for about 15 minutes.
All right, so.
Well, hold on. I got one real quick question.
Okay.
This is off what we're talking about, but it's kind of fits in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, before I came here, I had to stop at the convenience store and.
God, you are so white. Convenience store?
Well, I was gonna say shortstop, but they don't know what shortstop is.
All right.
At the gas station.
Were you playing? Oh, earlier you were playing dodgeball at the gymnasium. Am I correct?
That was yesterday, and you played it before in that league before I did. So
in a gymnasium.
In a gym. But anyway, so I went to the gas station and went and bought something, paid with cash. The girl goes, you know, it was $6. I go, put money in my pocket, walk out, and I leave, not thinking. I get, when I'm about here, I go look in my pocket, I got $18 to change. Now, I know what I'm going to do. But she basically gave me an extra $5. What would you do in that situation? I mean, mind you, this gas station's about a mile and a half away from my house, so it's a little out of the way right now. So you just take off. Honestly, if I'm gonna go back there, I'm gonna stop back there, you know, after I leave tonight. And if she's still working there, I'm gonna give her the money. Why am I gonna do that? Because my mom worked at a bank for 20 plus years, and they had to, you know, they cashed out their drawers, and anytime their drawers were wrong, then it was a big fucking to-do. I know it's a gas station, it's not that big of a deal, but you know, it's still the fact that she's gonna get hit for the $5 on her because she screwed up. No. That's the morality. Like,
now you're discriminating. If she was hot, you would only went back because she was hot to get, you know.
Well, yeah.
But she's ugly. You figure, this ugly-ass bitch needs the money.
Yeah, well, I mean, if she was hot, I mean, I'd still probably go back and say, oh, here you go, and then hopefully try to work into getting her number or something. But I was thinking about it. I was like, you know, at what point in time would I not go back to the store? She accidentally slipped me, like, a $20 or $50 bill or a $100 bill. At what point in time would I just say, you know what? I didn't even notice until the next day, and she's not even there, and they've already done it, you know? Now, morally, how fucking wrong is that? Seriously. I mean, $5 is $5. It's not going to make or break the place.
You are so white.
I am.
Got a $5 motherfucking tip. Well, maybe I should return it.
Yeah, but it's a place that I go to.
$5 ain't hurting her, man.
It ain't hurting her. Well,
it's going to hurt the manager.
It's going to hurt her because she probably only makes less than $5 an hour.
At a fucking convenience store? She ain't making no $5. Man, that's slave labor, man. Shit, minimum wage is like $8.
Yeah.
$8 or $9. She's all right, man.
All right, so if you heard that and I don't chill,
give me the $5 and I'll make sure.
Yeah.
That the money.
Yeah, I trust that one right there. Shit.
Beamer, man, you're a nice guy, man. Too nice,
you know,
too darn good.
I've done fucked up things in my life, and I started thinking. You're
trying to atone for the past?
Yeah.
By returning $5, that's going to, you know, wash away your sins?
No, it's not going to wash away my sins, but hopefully it makes me feel a little bit better about some of the shit I've done in the past, you know? Because we all got our fucking, we all have our sins and our fucking things that we've done. Sometimes it's good to do a nice thing, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I was just joking. I would have done the same thing. could they hear that?
Yeah. He would have done the same thing, but he would have bought a nickel bag of weed. But no, come on, that's wrong.
Yeah, nah, see, I don't get high. See,
yeah.
Don't do drugs, man. Alcohol is my only drug.
And honestly, I start looking more and more into the studies they're doing for weed and comparing weed to alcohol. I don't smoke weed, but if they made it legal, I might quit drinking alcohol. Shit. I don't know. I just had to get this. There's central points.
That's good.
That,
that's good.
You know,
right.
I just.
Well, look. Let me run to the bathroom. We're in the bar. I'm going to get some more beer in my glass. And we're going to come right back with more bar talk with.
Oh, Beamer.
And DJ K. We'll be right back right after this.
Coast to Coast Instrumental.
Going on. One thing, I'm going back. I guess I'm gonna go back to a bad habit.
What, eating food while you're doing a podcast?
Who? Me?
It smells like sweet and sour chicken right now.
No, actually, it's hot and honey, so it's very good. And it's boneless.
Yeah, I mean,
it isn't fried.
Doesn't look too bad.
So
for
I'm not eating any, not eating anything fried or anything like that.
I
so
just wanted some fried.
I promise, I will not be. Like I used
even
to
though do. He just did. Now I'm just in the mood for pork fried rice right now. Thanks, man.
All right, so check it out. Here's the official report. And let me bring this up. The missing Malaysian plane flying from Malaysia on its way to Beijing.
Flight 370.
MH370. Mysteriously just disappeared. The official report is that it's in somewhere in the Indian Ocean.
I did see that. I did. Well,
how,
you know.
How does a fucking plane just disappear?
Yeah, well, I mean, supposedly where it's at, it's like a really deep area.
I look at it like this. Malaysia is not technologically
advanced.
As advanced as the rest of the world. So, trust me. When I say their communication systems, probably the plane itself isn't up to par or standards as most of the rest of the world.
Yeah, but you would think,
you know, China has their own thing, U.S. has their own, I mean, all these other countries. Malaysian doesn't even, they don't even have the technology to look for. They had to get help from everyone else.
Yeah, everybody else did. China, U.S., they use satellites. Now, this is one thing. This may sound kind of socialist. This may kind of sound, you know, it's not. Yeah, it's basically socialist. If you've got countries that are going to be flying people from your country, why not have a general standard that, you know, and you that flight, you know, I guess because the United States fucking flight is so fucked up anyway, because you got pilots getting fired, they're going on strikes here and there, you know, every few years and all that. But if you regulated and you made sure that, you know, there was a consistency of safety fucking features, there was, everybody sort of had to follow the same rules. And if they couldn't do it, you'd have a governing body on the airlines that would go and say, well, we need to fix the situation, you know, however to do it. Because I'm scared to go to fucking Malaysia.
why the fuck would you go to Malaysia?
I don't know. I've seen it on TV.
Are you going to buy a wife? Are you on a fucking Malaysian dating service?
Well, but it's even beyond Malaysia, though. I mean, you go to places, you know, you ever went to Thailand or something? Go down, you know, Thailand's got beautiful fucking beaches and all that stuff. Are you saying you're not going to go to the beach because you're worried about, you know, I'm thinking I wouldn't go to Thailand now because if I got to fucking fly on a plane that basically the two guys in there were working on the beach 2 weeks before that. And
I'm not going nowhere near over there. I've seen the movie Hostel, and I'm sorry.
That's the wrong area, dude.
I think I'm a catch. I don't want to be sold into the sex trade.
Yes, and I don't think they wanted to sell you one in such trades. So, yeah, it's probably best for both of you guys to say. Both groups should just go their separate ways.
I don't
want to
be used.
Yeah.
But they don't, I think the whole, I mean, they went through everything from being shot down. That did not happen. Now, trust me, we got satellites watching North Korea and Russia. They got satellites watching us. All the way around. Everybody's mm-hmm. watching everybody. So we know that there was no missile or nothing shot down. It would have showed up on everybody's satellites. I mean, as far as...
You would think, yeah.
The satellites are so sophisticated. They don't look for planes going by. They look for, like, explosions, heat-seeking.
But that, you, that's you one, know that's what I mean, one thing that people don't think about, though. We have,
yeah, so no like, missiles were detected.
You've got sophisticated
detected.
Satellites, but satellites are also rotating around the Earth as the Earth's rotating. Constantly. So it's not... They're not in one stationary place the entire time. So right. you might not have live sat. I mean, it's part of the reason why Google Maps and all that is only updated occasionally, because you only have the capability of doing it.
Well, check this out. They thought that they saw a pallet. Did you hear about that? You know, a wooden pallet, like, you know, in a warehouse floating in water. So they said, oh, well, these pallets were being stored and shipped on the plane. Something in So what? That's why they said, right. That's what I'm saying. This is probably one of them planes where it's like, you know, you got your chickens and goats floating around.
Holy shit, they got wooden pallets on a plane. Like,
they were storing pallets, or they were shipping pallets. So, I mean, what type of fucking plane is this? We're thinking it's like a regular plane that we fly on here, first class. You got the stewardess is coming through with coffee and fucking sodas and your cookies and your crackers.
I forget the
that
size
shit
of the plane,
ain't happening.
Dude.
There's no in-flight movie.
I don't know if it was a 770 or what. It's a you know commercial plane that they had out there. It's not a small plane going.
It's a Malaysian commercial plane.
Yeah, but it was probably made by a company that makes everybody else's planes. It's just 15 years older.
Well. All kind of stories were coming out, like people were saying that they were calling families, were calling the cell phones, and they were still ringing.
Yeah,
which is bullshit because none of that's verified. Then they said the plane turned around and was back over land again, which is bullshit. Then there's the whole black hole theory.
Yeah, I did see the black hole. I saw all those, but yeah, black hole theory made me laugh a little bit.
Then the Bermuda Triangle type of thing over there.
It was the Malaysian Triangle. I think they were trying to coin. So, yeah, sure, why
hey,
not?
I think it was Somalis, the pirates. Yo, they can't get them from the water. Now they fucking hijack.
You know?
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Yo, do you see that skinny guy in the air? Is he jumping? God damn, he's got us. Yeah.
That is some weird shit. How did a fucking plane just disappear?
I
don't think anything wrong happened. I think it's just poor technology.
No,
it's a poor country with they're just backwards. They're not backwards technology, but they're just not as up to date. And they don't have the equipment technology. Proof being that they're relying on us, China, and every other government around the area to try and help them out. And all they can say is the plane went down here. With new data. What is the new data? They won't say because they don't even freaking know. They got to give an answer.
Yeah, well, you know.
And trust me, if they've been going this long, why do you act surprised and cry now? They're like, oh my gosh, the people went nuts when they said that. You pretty much know. For plane crashes, I would be surprised if they were alive.
It's true, but the way that they, you know, by sending text messages to people.
Oh yeah, they texted
them. I mean, that's a little shady, right? I'm not saying that that's just kind of fucked up, you know what I mean? If you get a text message from somebody, you know, just some government saying, yeah, your family member's dead. What? You know, yeah, you're going to... That ain't going to hit right. I've never gotten that text message, and, you know, God willing, I never do get that text message, but this shit's been definitely mishandled the entire fucking time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it makes you laugh, not in a funny, like, ha-ha way, but... In the way that how big and sophisticated this world thinks we are, and we can't find a fucking plane that has a homing beacon on it and it disappears in the middle of a fucking ocean it landed in the Indian Ocean. India has the most people in the world.
Yeah, they live in boats.
You'd think they would be like, yeah, we saw a plane going down.
Well, their black box isn't as good as any other. That's why I said the technology of their planes, or they're old or they're outdated. I don't know. It's just, that's some weird shit. But basically, a plane was lost.
Yeah. And I said this before. I said it kind of jokingly, but it's the truth. I got an app on my phone for a flashlight that, what, it was like 6 months ago. It used to give my location to the company, saying where I was at when I was using the app. Yeah, we didn't find this out until the fucking until it got busted and said, "Why are you giving out this information?"
So every time, what app is this? Is it the world's brightest flashlight?
Brightest light, yeah. Brightest light was giving out your GPS location when you turned on your flashlight. And supposedly it's fixed, as far as I can tell, because I've looked into it. I've used it one time since then. Of course, it was not breaking the law anyway, but. You know, just the way the companies have to, you know, especially in the United States, we've had those NSA scares where it's like they're kind of paying attention to where, you know, it's like I'm using a fucking flashlight and they can tell me where I'm at, you know? They got a box with fucking 200 people in it.
I'm kind of freaky. I use my flashlight in other ways.
There's a happy NSA agent who's like, I don't think the camera comes up, dude, you know? That would be some shit if the fucking camera on your phone came up as soon as you hit that flashlight. Like, we want to see exactly what he's got the flashlight on. What is that? I don't know. It looks like somebody's eye. Oh, that's not an eye.
That's funny. Yo, I'm deleting that motherfucker right now, man. Me and my wife were fucking in the dark. I had my flashlight on. Nah, it's good. It's good.
But yeah, it's just... It makes you laugh. I mean, it's just technology, we think it's so fucking advanced, and we are just, we're so not.
No, we're not. We're fucking losing planes.
Oh, man.
Fucking apps are breaking down. I fucking, on-demand don't work.
Oh, shit. You know how many times I fucking record something on TV, and it records, it's all 30 minutes of the show, and it stops about 25 minutes into the fucking show, and it freezes up,
mm-hmm.
and you can't play the rest of the goddamn thing, and you're just fucking so pissed, you're like, I just watched 25 minutes of the show, and now I can't find out, you know.
You ever try and call Comcast? You ever try and call your cable provider and be on hold for like an hour?
I've called many times before.
Oh, and that's an appropriate way to get
so.
Yes, it is. Okay, the manager here at Fooleries is mad at me because I just threw a napkin.
Here's some of the behind the scenes things going on. Beamer wanted a drink. He rolled up a napkin that he used and threw it across the room. Might I add, it was a pretty good throw.
It was a good throw. It landed on his shoulder and rolled down his arm. So.
And he's sitting at the bar a good, 10, 12 feet away?
Yeah, maybe a little more than that.
Yeah. Let's say 15 feet away. Hit him dead on the shoulder.
Well, I think he's a little mad because he's starting music up on us.
Yeah, but you know what? He's getting the drink.
I might have spit in it, but he's getting a drink.
Yeah, he turned the music up on us too, but yes, guess he what? Did. Bar talk will prevail.
Hey, do you want to hear this voice disappear from the show? Or, you know, I think I need to stay here in front of the computer while we're doing this, Sal.
So, but this is a pretty good conversation tonight, man. Usually, you know, this was a more serious episode here.
Yeah, well, you know, after the the beginning mishaps that we had going on, I think we needed to just chill down a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
We had a couple lively drunks that have gone for the night, so, you know, it just put us into a...
Yeah, this is a longer episode, but you know what? Sometimes we have to be informative.
Yeah. We're always informative.
Always informative.
Always informative. Just fucking call us Merriam-Webster or fucking, you know, Oxford fucking Dictionary, because we will tell you fucking how it goes.
Did you say Merriam Dictionary?
Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster.
I think I had it wrong. Hey, it's a bar. I've been drinking. What the fuck's wrong with that?
I think Beamer owes an apology.
Thank you, bud. I apologize for throwing a napkin at you, and I appreciate you
getting
me over here.
And we did extol the values...
Wow.
That he did not properly display. And,
excuse me, sir. Do you have a moment to grab me another beverage?
Yeah.
That'd be an appropriate way.
That'd be appropriate, yes.
You know, throwing things at people is generally not appropriate.
How's does not happen here. And it is
it
not a way.
It doesn't taste like my last
You
drink.
Order a drink.
It doesn't taste like your
at Tom Fullery's. 714 Nash Boulevard, Middletown, Delaware.
All right, did you spit in it?
I didn't spit in it.
Nothing was dunked in there?
I didn't say that. I said I didn't spit in it.
Nothing was dunked in. It's just something was dunked into my beer. No,
it's almost like going through the drive-thru, going up to...
poured into the beer.
What he did was like going through the drive-thru of a fast food restaurant, and when they say, welcome to so-and-so, can I help you? And you go, give me a burger, bitch! And then expecting your food to be perfectly fine and untouched.
What, that's,
I mean, you wanted the beer so much, drink your fucking
beer. I already just had a sip.
There is a little extra foam on the top. I'm just throwing it out there.
There's nothing in here that will make me sick, correct?
Correct.
You and I are going to talk while you drink your beer.
We're going to talk.
Obviously, that beer was very important to you.
So important.
We need to make sure that you get exactly what you need, your frosty beverageness.
Salt in it?
How's that beer taste?
There's salt in there.
There's a lot of salt in that beer, Beamer. There's a shitload of salt in that beer.
See, the problem is, I've been to Mexico. I don't mind salt on my beer.
Okay, good.
Is that what you
said? I don't want pepper in it.
So he's not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe bit, are you, huh?
And you might get me with a kumquat.
Hey-o.
Hey! All right. So with that... So we're going to take this time right now. Once again, please, we need you guys to contact us, okay? You need to email us. What is that email address? It is bartalk1@yahoo.com. BARTALK, the number one, @yahoo.com. bartalk1@yahoo.com. Send us your cheers, jeers, show suggestions, ideas, shout-outs. Questions, all right?
Questions like, do I look good in these yoga pants? Are my boobs too big?
You know, it is now officially spring.
Well, yeah.
Even though we did get snow. We did get snow. Yes, it is officially yoga pants season.
It's been yoga pants.
Yoga pants season been year-round, but yeah, yoga pants.
See, so, the leggings I've been seeing more and more... And they intrigue me. They definitely intrigue me because they're a little bit more form-fitting than yoga pants are. That's what I discovered. I was like, oh, okay. That's good to see, you know, that you're doing well there, you know?
I don't have a cool song for them. I just have a song for, we have our yoga pants theme song, which is playing right now.
Yoga pants is going to be good. That's fine.
So...
But as well as yoga, don't forget about the leggings.
Yes. So, don't forget, give us your cheers, show suggestions. If you have a problem, with your boyfriend, you have a question about anything, hey, ask Bar Talk. We're here for you. All right?
If you got a problem with Keith eating food while you're listening to the podcast.
I'm Bar Talk. That's what you do. So, bartalk1@yahoo.com. You can, if you don't already know, because you're listening to us, you can subscribe for free, all right, on iTunes, okay? It's free to subscribe and download, or for your iOS device or smartphones or Android devices, you can get us on Podomatic.com, and you download the app and look for Bar Talk with Beamer and DJ K, all right? And we want to thank everyone, our European listeners, our nation, our listeners all across the U.S., across the world. We are worldwide. Worldwide.
We thank
everyone. Any of our European listeners, if you are ever in the States and you come to Delaware, say you want to go to Philadelphia, you can come to Delaware. Email us. We will gladly tour. We gladly give you a tour.
Yes, that would be fun.
Of the state. We give you a Philadelphia tour, a Delaware tour, Middletown tour. We give you a tour of Townsend.
If you're pretty enough, yeah.
So, yes, definitely hit us up. All right. Go to Podomatic.com and you can download the app for free. Okay, so with that. As usual, we're going to have Beamer take us home with a final thought.
You know what? I'm just going to go off the top of my head like I always do. And since this has been kind of a, you know, we've been a little bit more civilized towards the end of this podcast and everything. I just asked that everybody go, and instead of going and thinking you know what other people have in their minds and what their personalities are, you actually get to meet those people. You actually get to experience what it's like meeting somebody different from you. Random acts of kindness should always be shared. You know, any kind of ignorance shouldn't be. And if you can, for me, do one random act of good. And I hate to quote a movie that was, you know, it was an all right movie, but do one good thing and pass it on. Tell the people, the next person to do it, pass on and do one good thing. Because if we can do one good thing, everybody can do that at least once, we make this world a lot better than we were given. So just do your thing, but do it right. So what do you got to say, Keith?
Knowing is half the battle.
And G.I. Joe.
That's all I got. But anyway, hey.
Give it who don't believe.
Be smart. Don't start.
Oh, no, we can't say that.
All right. Yeah, we already done started. Mm. All right, so thank you.
Time to Run Podcast. Next week will be funny.
This is a serious one. But anyway, thanks for tuning in, and we will catch you guys next. We got a lot of surprises on the next show. Make sure you guys tune in. All right, thanks a lot. Listening to Bar Talk with
Beamer
and DJ K.
Later.
Good night.